With electricity rates and greenhouse gas levels in our atmosphere both rising, energy efficiency is probably top of mind for you. If wasting energy is on your hit list, you're going to love Energy Resource Center. Find out why next on Peak Environment.
You're listening to Studio 8 and 9 Podcasts, the cure for common apathy and indifference. Reported side effects include a sense of being informed and engaged. Ask your doctor if Studio 809 is right for you.
Welcome to Peak Environment, the Pikes Peak Region's podcast about environmental integrity and stewardship. We're recording in the Studio 809 Podcasts Community Podcast Studio at The Next Us, a professional cooperative environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs. We're all ages, all stages, all walks of life, bringing our individual contributions to the local community. I'm Dave Gardner, Chief Podcast Wrangler at Studio 809 Podcasts, and one of the producers of the Peak Environment podcast. Before we jump into our energy efficiency topic, I want to let you know that this podcast is joining other organizations and leaders in an effort to assess the state of our environmental community and determine what you need and want in the way of educational and networking opportunities. I'm putting a link in the show notes. Will you please complete this survey? It took me about 5 minutes to do it. We're about to close the survey, so don't delay. If you take that survey, we'll send you an email with a summary of our findings and a report on what we plan to do. All right, let's get to it. Let's talk energy efficiency. With me today is Mike Mazzola, Director of Programs at the Energy Resource Center. Thanks for joining me, Mike.
It's good to see you, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm sitting with a legend of Colorado Springs.
You really don't have to suck up to me.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was part of the thing.
I love it. Let's start in a nutshell. What the heck is Energy Resource Center?
Yeah, so Energy Resource Center, or we refer to it as ERC, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we provide free energy efficiency upgrades for low-income families. And so that includes furnaces, high-efficiency furnaces, water heaters, refrigerators, insulation throughout the home, and a whole other series of items such as light bulbs and air sealing and weather stripping. And the work seals the home, makes it more energy efficient, and reduces the utility bills permanently for the families that we serve. And then it also supports the environment by making their home operate more efficiently.
Now, spoiler alert, if you aren't a low-income household, you're still going to be interested in some of the things we talk about today, aren't you?
Yes. Okay. Yep. So we're actually just launching a fee-for-service program, which is a market-rate, fee-based service that we offer where we can do the same thing, the work that we do for low-income families, use our expertise to offer it to people that can afford to pay us. So we can install a furnace, we can do plumbing work, insulate your home, do energy efficiency packages, all for a market rate fee.
So if you're living in a trophy house and your energy bills are going through the roof, ERC could be for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. I think it's lower income families is the program, the free energy efficiency upgrades that we've done for almost 40 years now.
Wow, 40 years.
Yep. ERC was founded in 1979, based here, just one office here. And as of just 15 years ago, there was still only one office here in Colorado Springs. But in the last decade plus, we've expanded to 5 offices covering 27 counties in the state.
Now, that's not the whole state, but can you give me a rough idea of what part of the state you are covering?
Yeah, the 5 offices are Colorado Springs, Denver, Berthoud Covers, Berthoud, Loveland, Fort Collins, Greeley, Northern Colorado area.
Okay.
Sterling in the rural northeast part of the state, covering the northeast quadrant rural areas.
Okay.
And then Alamosa, the San Luis Valley. I think it's 5 counties in the valley.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's 27 counties total that we serve through the Weatherization Assistance Program. And then there are other agencies in the state that provide the same services, and they cover the rest of the counties.
Should we talk about HEAP?
HEAP, yeah, Colorado Springs Utilities Program. We've been doing it for several years. And similar to the main program that we're talking about, the Weatherization Program, they model it in a similar way. Free energy efficiency upgrades to lower income families. And then it's specifically for Colorado Springs Utilities customers.
All right. So the program that you're launching, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So fee for service, again, the free work is funded by a contract with the state of Colorado. So that's how we offer it for free to families. The fee-for-service will be a for-profit venture of Energy Resource Center. And so someone can call us if they need a new furnace. We can give a bid on the furnace at market rates. They may call another couple of for-profit companies to see who offers the best rate and the best package. But we will be in the mix with that, offering those services. And then the profits of that furnace install will stay with ERC under the umbrella of the nonprofit. And then we will use those profits to help more people in need.
One might be tempted to think, because you're a nonprofit, that you'll seriously undercut the for-profit competitors out there. But that's not your goal, is it? Because you're trying to have a little bit of profit to steer into the low-income program.
Yeah, and we're required to. We can't have a competitive advantage over for-profit companies. That would not be fair to them. So we will be in the mix with for-profit companies offering these fee-based services at market rates.
If they're a low-income family, is there a different route to take to get your services than if they're a middle-income family that wants to jump into this new program, or is it all the same route?
Yeah, the route is call our offices. We have our website, there are applications on our website. So families that qualify for the free services are often on already existing other government programs. So they hear about us through them. So they could be on utility assistance with LEAP or Project COPE here in Colorado Springs, food stamps, different programs that people hear about us through that. Plus, we do client outreach in the communities. We work with social services agencies so they can tell their clients about us, do tabling events at different events and stuff like that. But we work to reach low-income families to make them aware of the services, and then they apply. And so if they're already on LEAP, they automatically qualify because they've proven their income.
Uh-huh.
And so they automatically qualify. There's a process to get them set up. If not on any other programs, they have to do an application. And then once we get them approved, we go out to their house, we do an audit on the home, we assess what the home needs, and then we install those measures. So some homes might get a furnace if a furnace is needed, but if it already has a newer and upgraded furnace, there's no need for us to replace it. Same thing with insulation. If it's already well insulated, there's no need for us to insulate it again. And that's what our audit tells us. It shows us what's needed in the home.
Now, is it really technically an audit, or is it an assessment?
Yeah, it's a full audit through the Weatherization Assistance Program. So it's mandated and regulated by the program. And so we use software program. Our auditors are highly trained. They go into the home, they take all the measurements, they do a blower door test, they do all kinds of things.
Wow.
To see the efficiency of the home. So it's a standard process that all weatherization organizations across the country have to use. And then that data shows us what's needed in the home.
So that's how you find the leaks.
Yes.
You're looking for leaks. Is that the main thing you're looking for?
It's on all fronts, the furnace, water heater, refrigerator, the leaks through air sealing, weather stripping, where insulation is needed. So it's all things go into the audit system.
So maybe a better overall term would be waste. You're looking for where energy is being wasted.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing it's pretty rare that you guys find a home that's really super well insulated already and doesn't need some patchwork in that department at least.
Yeah, well, lower income families, there's data on this. Lower income families often live in the oldest and least efficient homes because they cannot afford a newer upgraded home that's built to current standards. And so there's an inequity there where a middle-class family lives in a newer home that has better insulation and a better furnace. Their utility bill proportionately is lower compared to a lower income family that might be living in a house, say, I don't know, there are a lot of homes here, 1950s or prior in Colorado Springs that don't have any insulation. And so certain parts of town, there's an increased need. So without that insulation, with an older furnace, older water heater, really old refrigerator, all of the things, it creates a very high utility bill in comparison to the amount of money they make as a household, which becomes a real cost burden for them.
Is thermal energy a part of the process?
What do you mean?
I think there's companies out there that'll point to some kind of a thermal imaging camera at your house and
show leakage.
Where the leak is.
Yep. That's all part of our audit system.
Okay.
Yep.
The average low-income home doesn't have to make an investment. You provide the service for free, right?
Completely for free. Yeah, there's no application fee. If they qualify based on income, there is no charge. And it's about average of $15,000 to $18,000 per home.
Wow.
Of upgrades. And so it's a significant upgrade. And we work with homeowners or renters. And so the renters benefit from the lower utility bills as well. And then the landlord has to approve the upgrades, of course. So the landlord's involved. But that landlord benefits long-term because he or she receives the upgrades. And if one tenant leaves, the next tenant still benefits from from the lower utility bills. Uh-huh. If someone is maybe remodeling their house and they needed new insulation, or they really are concerned about the energy efficiency and know that they don't have good insulation, they can hire us at a market rate.
So they might call you and just say, we need a new furnace. Can you come out and give us a quote?
Yep.
But they could call you and say, can you come out and do an energy audit?
Yep.
And then do they pay you just to do the audit, or is the audit free?
No, they pay us to do the audit.
Okay.
It's about $500 depending on the size of the house.
Okay.
And as you can imagine, different size houses and there's different things that we need to do. But yeah, just they can pay for an audit. But say their furnace goes out and they just want to replace their furnace, they can just call us and say, our furnace is out. We're cold. Can you come over and install a new furnace or service this one to repair it? That's us moving within the for-profit space where we are competing with other for-profit businesses that are trying to help people that their furnace goes out in the middle of winter.
For the do-it-yourselfer, can you share with us some of the, what's the low-hanging fruit? What are some of the easy things to do for people that want to make their home more energy efficient?
Yeah, the least expensive and low-hanging items, most people cannot replace their own furnace, nor should they.
Yeah.
But it's things like light bulbs and air sealing and weather stripping, where you have drafty doors, old incandescent bulbs in your house. Those sorts of things are very low cost, easy to install, and can often make a significant impact on your utility bill.
I imagine having a teenager in the house probably is pretty bad because the refrigerator doors open all the time.
That's a good point, Dave. So people have to pay for the food for those hungry teenagers, and then they leave the refrigerator door
right.
open.
And then there's college.
Right. And they take long showers.
You said it, long showers. I've
long showers,
about
eat
that.
Too much, leave the refrigerator door open, and leave the front door open when they walk out the front when it's 20 degrees. And they don't wear a jacket. I had a teenager once.
Yep, been there and done that. What about heat pumps? Are heat pumps a part of the equation?
They are, yep.
It used to be people didn't think they could do heat pumps at this altitude. I think it was the altitude, or maybe it was how cold it is. But heat pump technology has really come a long way, right? So it's very doable here.
It is, yep. And we've actually tested it with the state because of those concerns. We've tested it in places like our Alamosa office, where it's incredibly cold in the winter. So there's been a learning curve for everyone in that industry over the last 10 years of the effectiveness and efficiency of heat pumps.
Are there energy efficiency rebates to help you with the cost of a heat pump?
Yes. And since we have five offices across the state, I mean, we're here in Colorado Springs. We're looking outside of your office at Pikes Peak. We're so used to working here. Colorado Springs Utilities has their own rebates. But since we have these five offices, we work with about half of the state. There's a great website that was just launched where you can put in your zip code, your income, and a few other things, show whether you're a homeowner or a renter, and it will tell you what rebates are available.
Oh, that's
cool.
So
if you're living in Littleton or Fort Collins or anywhere in the state, you can use this. The website is put on by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies. We're looking at the website here on our phone. Public Utilities Commission, and the site is puc.colorado.gov, or if you just search State of Colorado Rebate Finder or something like that.
Not too hard to find.
Yep.
And we'll put it in the show notes too.
We've been playing with this, and it's really fun, and it's accurate. It's put on by the state, and it will show if you're in Littleton, Colorado, in Xcel Energy territory, maybe you have electricity through Xcel and maybe a different gas company or something. It knows where to find the rebates, and based on your income, will show you what's available.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, have you noticed that it's getting warmer?
It's January and it's really warm outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it used to be that air conditioning was considered optional here in the Pikes Peak region.
Yep.
But more and more air conditioning's being considered a necessity.
Yep.
I assume you guys install air conditioners.
Yes.
But are there also some other alternatives that you help people put in as well to maybe avoid it? Air conditioner, like swamp coolers or attic fans or anything like that?
The heat pumps provide heat and air, heat and air conditioning. So those are the main ones. General central air conditioning, that's traditional through your gas forced air furnace. And then the heat pump technology allows for it as well.
But no attic fans?
ERC doesn't install attic fans.
Okay, I'll put in a request for that. I'm still trying to avoid air conditioning at our house.
Yeah, I moved here 25 years ago, and I came from the Midwest, St. Louis area, where everyone had central air conditioning. And moving here, it was interesting to learn that most homes did not have central air.
Yeah.
But over the last 25 years, it seems as though it's becoming somewhat of a necessity with these really hot summers.
Yeah. Seems like they don't build a new home today without air conditioning.
Right.
Yeah. Water efficiency, not your game, right?
No, we do toilet replacements through Colorado Springs Utilities. The water saving measures are also a significant part of overall efficiency.
So if somebody's ready to move to low flush toilets, you're the guys to call.
Yes. We have a new plumbing department in our Colorado Springs office. Not all five offices are offering plumbing services at this time.
Okay. So you guys offer the toilets with the neon lighting and the heated seats and that play music?
I mean, if someone wants to pay for that. I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm sorry to say it's a thing. You can buy a $10,000 toilet if you have money to burn.
Well, I've got some Google searching to do when I get back to the office.
You might find it entertaining.
Maybe these are upselling features for our for-profit venture.
You guys would be embarrassed to even have them on the truck, I think. Let's talk about waste. What else? What have I not given you a chance to share?
Yeah, I think we could talk for our new fee-for-service program, the motivation for ERC. We have this expertise, and so for almost 40 years, we've been implementing this weatherization program. We have trained HVAC technicians, trained energy efficiency technicians, auditors, inspectors, this whole process. Our current CEO started 15, 16, 17 years ago as an entry-level technician.
Wow.
And worked his way to being the new chief executive officer. It's really special. And a lot of our guys do that. They work their way up from not knowing anything, coming into the business, learning how to insulate and some of the basic things, but they will learn the skills, work their way up. They become HVAC technicians or auditors, and then managers and directors of offices and stuff like that. We have this expertise. So this fee-based service is just using our expertise to help more people. So if we install that furnace and just rough numbers, and these aren't exact numbers, but just say it costs $6,000 fee-based market rate to install that furnace for someone, $2,000 in materials, $2,000 in labor, and $2,000 in profit. And that's not accurate, so don't hold me to those numbers.
Sure.
It's just basic math that we have to pay for the materials, we have to pay for the labor, we have to do that, charge the homeowner for the $6,000. But the profit of it stays with us. And so we can use our expertise to keep that profit and help more low-income families, which I think is, it's a really powerful thing. As we know, nonprofits, there's different ways to structure them and different ways of funding. It could be programs through government contracts or a lot of grant writing or individual fundraising. It's a challenge for nonprofits to have enough money because often if they're feeling a need through the nonprofit sector, there must be a very large need. It could be social services or trail building, any number of things. But it's difficult to raise money often to have enough money to run their programs. We have this expertise to leverage to help more people. And so we're really passionate about it.
Yeah, so that's a great way to support the programs that you offer. But I suppose if somebody wants to make a donation, they can do that as well.
Yeah, we were just part of the Give Pikes Peak campaign, just finished that on our website. Anyone can donate. They could call us and write a check, whatever it is. But we're a nonprofit 501c3, and we accept donations and fundraise on a continuous basis.
And what's that website address again?
It's erc-co.org.
All right.
I did know that, Dave, off the top of my head.
You better. Sometimes I probably shouldn't ask you for the phone number because a lot of times we don't know that. Do you know it?
719-591-0772.
So that's the Colorado Springs office.
That's Colorado Springs office, yeah. And I'm pulling it up on my phone to make sure that's right. So, but we do have the five offices, and each office has their own individual phone line. So it's easy to find us. Search ERC online, Energy Resource Center online. Those regional five offices, they easily come up to find the phone numbers.
That's great.
And in my defense, no one remembers phone numbers anymore.
Yeah.
I can remember my childhood phone number from when I was a kid when the phone was hanging on the wall,
yep.
but I don't know my mom's phone number right now.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
What's in our hand is really spoiling us, that's for sure. So Mike, thanks. Energy Resource Center, I can't believe you guys have been around so long, but it's great that you've got this fee-based service program going, and thanks for helping the low-income families to stop having to waste money on leaks.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, Dave. And we at Energy Resource Center, and just as a community member, I appreciate what you do and have done for so long. We've got a wonderful community here, and it means a lot to be able to sit down with you.
Well, thank you. I know you're committed to that and everything that you do. And I don't think this is the first time you've been on Peak Environment.
No, you and I have worked on several projects over years. And
so, I'm sure we'll have you back.
Yeah, really appreciate your efforts in a lot of your efforts are supporting the environment, but it's building community. And in these difficult times where there's a lot of struggle and strife, that community building means a lot.
Yeah. And did you know we at Studio 809 Podcast, we have 17 podcasts now.
Really?
Yeah. I was stunned. I hadn't bothered to count them up lately, but 17 different podcasts that are designed to inform and engage our community here.
Yeah. And that's not just the environment. That's you're running through all kinds of subjects.
Yeah. And you can support Studio 809 Podcast as well. There's a Become a Patron button at the top of our webpage at studio809podcast.com. And in closing, I want to give a shout out to Pikes Peak Permaculture for sponsoring Peak Environment. Pikes Peak Permaculture has a potluck coming up at the end of January, and their 2026 permaculture design course starts up in late February. You can get more information at pikespeakpermaculture.org. Well, thanks for listening. Be sure to follow the Peak Environment podcast so you don't miss an episode, and we'll catch you next time.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival, or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar, your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region, your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.